Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the evidence split in two directions at once. The cost of running agents collapsed again, meaning the too expensive objection is officially dead. Meanwhile, Klarna handed every AI skeptic their best talking point by displacing 800 people and calling it progress. Both things are true. And we're now past the point where business owners get to sit this out. Let's start with the uncomfortable story. Klarna replaced 800 people with agents and disclosed it openly. Not through a leak or buried in an earnings call footnote, they announced it. When a company says the quiet part out loud, assume they believe the market will reward the honesty. My honest read? Klarna wasn't treating those roles as talent strategy. It was treating them as a cost center. The work they described, routing, logging, first line scripted support, repetitive assessments, was always sitting in the blast radius. That's not agents replacing deep human judgment, that's agents replacing human clipboard holding. But here's the second page of this story that too many people are ignoring. Remaining staff reportedly saw higher workloads while learning to collaborate with the agents. Once you automate the obvious front-end work, the humans left behind inherit the exceptions, edge cases, escalations, and oversight. The work gets more valuable and more cognitively demanding at the same time. So the takeaway isn't AI replaces people, full stop. It's this. Without leadership intention, agents default to labor arbitrage. With leadership intention, they become leverage. Most companies haven't explicitly decided which game they're playing. Don't fool yourself into thinking the technology will make that values decision for you. Now, about that cost objection, it died this week. Please update your excuse inventory. OpenAI cut GPT-4o mini pricing by 40%. Anthropic reduced Claude pricing. Google launched Gemini Flash Lite at pricing that would have sounded unrealistic 6 months ago. Three different companies, same direction, same week. That's not noise, that's a market signal. I documented back in October what it took to run a sales intelligence system. Over 100 nodes, 37-minute runs, rate limit collisions everywhere, and API costs high enough to make a CFO question your judgment. The difference between then and now isn't cosmetic, it's structural. So let me say this plainly for the business owners in the back. The cost objection is over. Complexity still exists. Bad implementation still exists. But "we'd love to explore agents, it's just too expensive right now" is no longer a serious statement. It's a stall. And here's the kicker. A whole class of enterprise vendors has been selling the idea that AI is too complex for normal companies to touch without a paid escort. That moat is draining in real time. If their pitch starts with fear and ends with a markup, I'd reevaluate the pitch. But my favorite evidence this week comes from small businesses running agents in production. A manufacturing shop improved lead conversion from 8 to 12% and cut their sales cycle by 40%. A mid-sized SaaS company cut support tickets by 35% and lifted NPS by 15 points. A boutique retailer cut stockouts in half and saw 12% monthly revenue lift. That's the extension model in the wild. Small teams converting more leads with the same headcount. A retailer preventing stockouts without hiring a full-time analyst. This isn't spectacular humanoid theater. It's small businesses using software labor to operate above their weight class. The inventory example keeps getting my attention because it captures what people still miss. AI isn't just a feature you add to the website so you can say you did AI. In the right deployment, it becomes an operating system for decisions your business was already making badly, slowly, or inconsistently. Now, the security reality check. Only 57% of surveyed firms felt confident their agents were properly scoped. The security industry has already named a new category, shadow AI agents. Once security pros name a category, the category is real enough to have become somebody's problem. Here's why this matters. Extensions require boundaries. If an agent can access systems, act on behalf of staff, or trigger workflows, then who gave it access to what and how do we revoke it stops being IT hygiene and becomes a board-level operating risk. Right now, a lot of companies don't have a crisp answer. Finally, There's increasingly confident talk about multi-agent orchestration, hierarchical systems, and complex architectures outperforming simple approaches by 3 to 5 times. Some of that may prove true. Some is also being pushed by people who benefit when you conclude the architecture is too complicated to touch without them. What do I trust more? The adoption data. Pilot to production conversion nearly doubled to 31%. Companies aren't waiting for perfect orchestration doctrine. They're putting simpler agents into production, learning where they break, and expanding from there. That's exactly how real technology adoption works. The thing I can't shake this week isn't that Klarna displaced 800 people. It's that they did it with the calm tone of an operational update. Reskilling scholarships, AI ops placements, cost reduction, all neatly packaged. That transparency is almost more unsettling than the layoff itself. Extension is not the default outcome of adopting AI. It's a leadership choice. If nobody explicitly says, we're using this to increase leverage, not just reduce headcount, then cost pressure will make the decision for you. The technology doesn't arrive with a value system attached. That's your weekly AI roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.